From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp.
Hope is flowing like a river.
The music of Irene Malone playing Peace Like a River filled the parking lot of the Coast Senior Center on Monday as the friends of Will Beaumont gathered in their cars to celebrate his life and to honor other peace activists on International Peace Day. Will Beaumont died of cancer on August 19. In his 89 years, he was a boat builder, a Navy commander, an industrial designer, and finally, a political activist. Beaumont's nephew, Will Ross, called him a very beloved family member. His ashes will be scattered on the Ross family's land in Philo. From the age of 14, Will Beaumont built boats, especially that would continue throughout his life. He crewed on the Zodiac in the famous Trans-Pacific race. After receiving a degree in art at UCLA, Will enlisted in the Navy. He rose through the ranks to become the commanding duty officer of an anti-submarine warship. Will remained in the active Navy Reserve for 20 years, retiring with the rank of lieutenant commander. Then he transitioned to a career in industrial design, eventually forming the Beaumont Design Group in Los Angeles and a large boat building shop in San Pedro. In 1989, he moved to Albion, where he worked as a consultant and continued to design commercial products. One, a molded bottle, received the Vinyl Institute's Design of the Year Award. Not yet ready to retire, in 2016, Will designed political posters, signs, and handouts for the Bernie Sanders campaign, and exhibit materials for Martin Luther King Day. Earlier this year, he received the Occupy Mendocino Peace Person Award. It was through activism that many Coast residents came to know him. One was Amy Gibney of Mendo Litho, who printed his posters.
Will always had an abundance of print work that he wanted to produce. So he would come in and bring a whole CD worth of stuff and say, "Here you go, Amy, and I'll let me know when you get it done." And that was his humor in there.
Beaumont's posters can be seen in the window on the Oak Street side of Mendo Litho. Will gave his last boat, a fiberglass replica of a Newfoundland skiff, to the late Dusty Dillon. His nephew, Will Ross, hopes to locate the craft. At the senior center, the group gathered in front of their cars, forming a semicircle in front of the event leader and the musicians. Here are the voices of some of the community members whose lives were touched by Will Beaumont. Political activist Susan Nutter became one of Will's best friends.
I've known Will since 2008, where he lent us a flag for the Obama campaign. Once Trump got in, we had all kinds of protests, and so Will and I really had a system. I would email him in the evening, and he tended to work starting at 4 in the morning. By the time I got up in the morning, he would have posters created. We'd tweak them. He'd send them off to the Mendo Litho, Amy and Jean, for printing, and he paid for the printing. He insisted on paying for the printing all the time. And we became quite close friends, and we understood each other. When Will was in his last days, he sent a very nice email saying, "Sayonara." It wasn't sad or whatever, and he and I had a few exchanges. It's a great loss, but the way he handled it, let us handle it.
Keith Weiner.
I will miss Will in many ways. He was so generous of his time and talent.
Ann Redeker admired Will.
We've been doing this for 6 years now in the Peace Garden at the Senior Center. This year our honoree is Will Beaumont. When he retired, he donated his time. He was always there trying to help out whenever we were having any event that had to do with peace and justice.
Last year, the Peace Person Award was given to John Fremont, who talked about the significance of the International Day of Peace.
It's the International Day of Peace.
Right.
And we live in a world that is riven by war and enmities and ugly personal power trips. And we want to remind everyone that peace is the answer. It's not a question. So peace activism is my middle name.
Will Beaumont's nephew, Will Ross, came to the Peace Day event to accept a special plaque honoring his uncle.
He taught me how to sail. He gave me a little 8-foot boat and taught me how to sail it. We were lucky to have him.
I managed to get a certificate to him, of which I have one today to give to his nephew. Here we go, Will.
Thank you very much.
Have your...
The famous 19th century Justice of the Supreme Court, Oliver Wendell Holmes, once said, "Not to have participated in the actions and passions of one's time is to be judged not to have lived." Will Beaumont made his mark as a boat builder, an industrial designer, a Navy commander, and in his final years as an activist. He will be long remembered by his Mendocino friends. For KZYX News, I'm Jim Cope. For all our local news, with photos and more, go to kzyx.org.